This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Remember last year when the White House started talking about President Obama's phone and pen strategy? That is, he was going to do as much as he could policy-wise without having to involve Congress. Well, welcome to Phone and Pen, the Labor Policy Edition. The president is changing the rules for overtime workers. Who's going to get it, when they're going to get it, all that good stuff. Marketplace's Scott Tong starts us off today.
Josh Eisenbrey of the Liberal Economic Policy Institute has a friend.
I know a manager at a dollar store who was working 70 hours a week, washing floors, stocking shelves.
Her salary is $30,000+, but she gets no overtime pay. Anyone making more than $24,000 is now ineligible. The president's plan would boost the threshold to about $50,000, so she'd qualify, though in reality, she probably won't earn all that overtime pay from her bosses.
It makes more sense for them to reduce her hours and give that work to hourly workers.
This may be the real impact of the change. 5 million more workers would qualify for overtime, mostly in the service sector. Paralegals, baristas, insurance agents. And most of them are women, says economist Daniel Hammermisch, emeritus at UT Austin. He agrees employers want to avoid paying OT, but says historically, for some reason, they don't try too hard.
And therefore, my best guess really would be that, in fact, she would take home more money.
The upshot, he says, labor will get more expensive, and some overworked Americans will work less. Now, the White House bills this change as middle-class economics. Here's Paul Osterman's take. He's with the Sloan School of Management at MIT.
Will this by itself make us walk away smiling and thinking that all is well with the labor market? No, but it'll contribute to that.
The plan to expand overtime is a regulation, so no Congress required, and should kick in next year. That is, unless opponents throw up enough roadblocks. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.